There you go, that's Nancy Sinatra there, and these boots are made for walking. And if you have any boots at all, or shoes, or your bare feet, if the weather's good, make your way to St. Anne's Park for the Rose Festival. Because on the line now, I have Noel McAvoy, Parks and Landscape Division of the Dublin City Council. Hello, good morning to you, Noel.
Good morning, Noel. Great to be on. How's everybody in Near FM?
Indeed, it's a pleasure to have you here. And another year rounds around so quickly. I'm sure that you have a mixture of excitement, but a little bit of apprehension the way the weather's been this week.
Yeah, after yesterday with all that rain, I can tell you now there was a lot of apprehension. But it seems to be clearing up today, so fingers crossed for the weekend.
Well, I always remember the year before last, we did the live broadcast down there, and on the Saturday, it was beautiful and warm. There was no wind, a lot of rain, and the place was still packed because there's so much to see, there's so much activity going on that it doesn't deter too much. Maybe for the kids getting out and about, but it was packed that day. I remember it distinctly.
Yeah, no, we're lucky. We have so much going on, and we've sort of tied into the calendar now, like Christmas, that people come out. And because it's a very local community deal, but I know it has stretched out throughout the whole city now, we have our old faithfuls that come, and we're always guaranteed of a good cohort of people anyway. But when the sunshine comes out, you know, everybody wants to be out in the park, and St. Anne's is such a lovely place on a sunny day.
Mm-hmm. I was even talking to some people earlier in the week, and there's a crowd of senior citizens going over there, and they're doing a walk early in the morning, and I said, did you realise the Rose Festival was on? I don't know why I said that, but maybe I thought it would ruin a bit. He said, oh yeah, but that's why we're doing it in the morning, because they already knew the reason we're doing it in the morning, so we get relaxed and we can enjoy the rest of the day then after our walk around the park.
Very good. Well, that's brilliant. No, thank you. I appreciate that on behalf of Dublin City Council. We have a lot of people. They know it's coming around in July. They're never quite sure of the dates, but it's always the third weekend in July. Whatever that weekend falls on, that's the Rose Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it ties in basically usually with the second last flush of blooming of the roses. The roses usually flush about three times in the summer season, and then after that they will flower randomly for the rest of the summer. So we tie it into that as best we can. Mm-hmm. It all depends on Mother Nature.
And I know that every year, like, you have the Old Faithfuls there, but always trying to enhance it in every way.
Yeah.
I noticed that you have the St. Anne's allotments in the Wall Garden, and you're having an annual open day and barbecue as well.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have. We're trying to make it a little bit different every year, just so that it just doesn't become stale. And just little differences make such a difference. And I'd just like to add to that as well. We've just put in a physic garden in St. Anne's. It's a little old apothecary's garden, and it's over by the Chinese garden. And we've just finished completing that just in May. So that'll be available for people to go and see as well.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, how long is it going in the standard there is now?
Oh my goodness.
In the format?
Well, the Rose Trials originally started, somebody asked me that yesterday, and it's 30 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
You know, hard to believe, isn't it?
It is.
30 years, and the Rose Garden itself was originally planted in around about 1972, 74. So those roses have been there all that time. And as a result, some of them have collapsed. But we have a rejuvenation program going on in the Rose Garden at the moment. And hopefully, by the end of 5 years, we'll have completely renewed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always get over to Bloom every year in Phoenix Park as well. And I remember occurring to me one time that I think that the instigators of that might have had a sneaky look at your festival down there, the Rose Festival, and said,
And they did. Yeah,
and they just made it a bit bigger.
They did, but they're not as good as us.
No, I didn't think so.
Because we're a bit like garden fate on steroids. and that old feeling isn't lost. And you don't have to pay into the Rose Festival. And lots of games and fun for the children. And they're for free. So it's really there for people to come along. You can spend all your money, or you can keep your money in your pocket. There's mm-hmm. no entrance, there's nothing. Only this year, to try and help us wash our face, we're asking people to pay €3 for parking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's quite modest. And that's for all day long.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you
just
about
to help the cause.
Yeah, I always that's always very well organised, and there's always plenty of parking, and you yeah, have all the wardens there looking after things. Yeah. No, that's it. I mean, that's a minimal sum, I imagine. It's
yeah, it is. And I mean, like some places are asked for a huge amount. I just need enough to help me buy some, hire in some marquees. If I can get something to go towards the costs, I'm thrilled. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing. So if people get a bit uptight, that's what it's all about.
Okay, in the world of business, what they call brainstorming, do you have to do that every year when you're preparing for the festival?
Try and figure out how we're going to pay for it.
No, no.
Yeah, we do.
What you're going to have extra, how you're going to surpass the year before.
Yeah, we do, yeah. We have a bunch of us here and saying, what will we do? What will we take out? What will we put in? And yeah, we do. And it can be a bit of crack, you know, so we get some mad ideas, you know. But we do it gradually, bit by bit, because I don't want to turn it into a carnival either. Mm-hmm. But still, I want people to come along to see what's new this year.
And I see as well, I'm just looking at it now, you have the archaeology workshop, which is always very popular with the kids, isn't it?
They love it. I mean, they love digging around in the sand and pulling up replicas of swords and bits of bones and things like that. And it's for such a simple thing, you know. Forget about all these technologies and software, computer games. For such a simple thing, it's mobbed. Because there's nothing like getting down on your hands and knees and scratching around in the sand. The kids love it.
Yeah,
and the people who run it are really, really nice. Mm-hmm. And they tell the kids all about it. It's not just a matter of digging up. So they tell the kids and they lead them through the whole history of what they're doing. And they really take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. And the kids see it. I think they see that the people are genuine. And they really get involved.
Yeah, I see as well, Dave Treadle, if I'm not mistaken, I've met him, and is he Australian and an ecologist?
He's Australian, yeah. He's an ecologist. Oh, yeah, he lives and breathes the whole bugs, biodiversity thing, you know, and he comes along every year, and his strength of personality, he's like the Pied Piper. He has a whole bunch of kids, yeah, looking at worms, looking at flowers, you know, digging around. And he has all sorts of stories. And his Australian accent, and he's just such an ebullient type of fella. They love him.
Yeah, I do remember, I was going to say that to you, because I remember seeing him one time, and it took me, I was trying to interview him,
yeah.
And the kids were all over him. He reminded me of that other Australian that unfortunately was killed. Stephen.
Steve,
yeah.
Manta Ray.
That's who you're reminding me of, the personality and the ebullience of him.
Yeah,
it's absolutely terrific.
Like, all right.
And you mentioned there the biodiversity village. I mean, people seem to be getting more interested in all this these days.
They are. Very, very interested. Well, with climate change knocking at our door and with sustainability, we have to try and, take care of Mother Earth and see what's going on and, you know, to look around and to cherish what we have. And it's basically to bring to people's awareness, you know, what we have, basically. We have the Bull Island, which has now been relisted as a UNESCO biosphere, just across the way. Really, we're the only UNESCO biosphere within the city limits that I know of, which is quite unique, and it takes an awful lot of work. And, you know, you really have to be on your game to get a listing like that.
Okay.
So we're very proud of that. So we're trying to bring that to people's awareness and to realize that it's just not the big band of sand and the beach and Dollymount, that there's an awful lot more to it. So, yeah, it's to build up people's awareness, to bring a little bit of education. I think most Irish people have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's been lying asleep in the back of their heads for years, and we're just trying to wake them up again.
Okay, and is that new thing now, the falconry exhibition as well?
Yeah, we're going to have that. We're going to have a chap in with harriers and falcons and eagles. That's a real crowd pleaser. That sort of came from the time when we had the Vikings with us. Now, they won't be with us this year, but hopefully we'll get them back again.
Okay.
They have other things to do. And that was a real crowd pleaser. And, you know, it tells a story, too, of these beautiful birds that we have in our landscape. We have sparrowhawks up and down Dolly Mountain, Bull Island, just outside the door. People don't realise that, you know.
Mm.
And we've been, you know, we've got the new eagles in Glen Bay trying to, up in Donegal, trying to the, get them established, and of course the coastal eagles as well. So it's all to try and bring some sort of life to these things that people just see on the TV and read about. So to actually see the birds, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. The park in itself, though, is a wonderful institution. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's quite packed every day, and the improvements over the years and the enhancements that you've made.
Yeah.
Since I start going there over 25 years, it's really terrific, absolutely wonderful.
Well, we have put in a perimeter path. We never had a perimeter path. The perimeter of St. Anne's is 7 kilometres, you know.
Mm.
So if you're a runner, you know, if you go in the gate and turn right and keep running until you come back to the gate, you know you've completed 7 kilometres, you know. So over the last 2 years, we've been putting in a perimeter path, we've been connecting up old paths to get that circuit, and we've nearly completed it. I think I have another tranche of money to spend on a few more paths,
mm-hmm.
and I think we will have it done by the end of this year. And we've been working on the perimeter of the park to try and improve it. You might know, once you come in the coast road, there used to be an old wall there. Well, we've knocked that down to let people see into the park. Because you'd be amazed, an awful lot of people, when they drive up that coast road to Hoth, they don't realise St. Anne's is there at all.
So that's the work I've been watching over the past couple of months as well. That's what's going on there.
And then we'll have our cycle track, of course, the S2S from Sandyford to Sutton, so that'll be in there. So, there's a lot going on, and we have our new cafe now in the Red Stables called Olive's Room, named after Olive Ardalon, which was the Guinness's wife. So, it's a lot of things that we're, as they say, tipping away all the time. We can do an awful lot with a little, you know. We're not, and you can see it if you get the finances, what you can do.
Indeed, and it's a pity they don't just give a little bit more, but I don't think there's much we can do. I mean, as I said, you're improving all the time. Now, to get back to the festival, there's so much going on, we can't go through them all, so I'll let you give out the details now before I let you go on.
I have it here for Saturday anyway, okay?
Yeah.
On the stage, we'll have traditional music from 12 to 2. And then after that, from 2:30 to 3:15, we have a group called Ballet Fusion, and it's all a group of children ballet dancers, and all the mums and dads absolutely love that. And that's the 3:15. And from 4 to 6, we have a local band called Prairie Dogs, which play a lot of country and western, but mostly bluegrass music. Really, really good. And then on Sunday, we have from 3 to 4 we'll have the Army Band, and during the day, as we were talking about, there'll be a Tai Chi demonstration. We have our Big Dig archaeological workshop. We have Woolly Farm, which is a travelling farm with rabbits and animals and llamas and so on, so mm-hmm. the kids love that. Dale Treadwell. We have the Federation of Irish Beekeepers. We have horse and carriage rides around the Rose Garden.
And they're free.
And we have our falconry. Yeah, all free. Falconry exhibition as well. And then the Silly Billies, they come in for the children. The young children from about, say, you're talking about from about 3 up to about 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our climbing wall. And we'll have our local historical groups will be exhibiting their stuff. But this year we're going to put them in the Red Stables, so that they're, instead of being in a tent, they'll be right in the heart of the historical centre that is St. Anne's.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. All we need is lots of good weather, Noel.
That's it.
And if you get the sunshine, you know, people just love to sit out and have a picnic. And, you know, everybody smiles.
It is, but
they don't come gunning for me. That's the main thing.
Yeah,
though.
But even apart from the festival, it's always lots of people there. But But that's why I mentioned that. I mean, people, you were talking about the only thing there that there's any cost for it is the parking this year. But if it's the free horse and carriage rides, how can people complain?
I know they won't. It's just to be, you know, most people. I have to say, anybody that comes on and has any sort of, I don't even want to call it a complaint, but any sort of comment, it's usually to improve things.
Yeah.
Or they'll say, you should do this, or, you know, it's constructive. People just don't I've found over the years, they haven't come to knock us down. They've always come saying, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? And we listen and we do take that on board, you know. Oh, yeah, I meant to say, we have the library bus will be there as well,
Oh, yes, yeah.
And they will have storytelling for the children.
Always very popular, yeah. I was actually going to say that when the brainstorming there, so a lot of people do come with suggestions and
they do,
they're brought forward,
They come to the information desk and they'll have suggestions about the park and things that we know needs doing. But it's good to hear it. Mm. And if I do everything, if I had the money to do it, I have to try and share it out as projects come along. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you can't blame people sort of stating the obvious. And we're all ears.
Absolutely great. Well, congratulations yourself and Mick. Mick is still down there, isn't he, Mick Halford?
He is. Yeah, he's down there this morning. I'd say now he's up to his eyes. So I'm going out there now this afternoon to try and help him. But the weather, just cross your finger, light candles, and get the child of Prague out the back garden.
I think as usual that it's going to be a great success. And it's Saturday and Sunday, and it's on all day, and everything is free.
It is, from 10 to 6.
Okay, congratulations yourself, Mick, and everybody involved in the festival, indeed, Nolan. It's going to be another success. And I'll probably see yourself and Mick over the weekend anyway.
For sure. Listen, Noel, thanks for having us on.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Noel.
See you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy. Bye.